Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk to you about Nazareth. You know, Nazareth is a place where Jesus was from. Obviously, he's born in Bethlehem. And if you want to look up later on, it's, you know, Luke chapter 4, verse 14 through 30 talks about Nazareth. But I remember when they were talking about Jesus, you know, it was coming from Nazareth. They said, well, does anything good come from there, right?
Right.
It was obviously known for not good things coming from there. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, you know, although he was born in Bethlehem, he was raised in Nazareth. And so everybody in Nazareth, you know, he had his mother, you know, Joseph, his father. He had, you know, his brothers and his sisters. He had his neighbors and his coworkers and, you know, people that kind of knew him in his life before he stepped up to what was going on. And so he began to minister. And as he began to minister there, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoner and recovery of sight to the blind and to release the oppressed and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the favor of the Lord. Then he rolls up the scroll when he's doing this. He gave it back because he was in the synagogue, which he had a habit of doing and going, to the attendant, and he sat down. The eyes of everyone in that synagogue was just fastened to him. It was just, mm-hmm. They were just watching him. And he began saying to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
Wow.
All began to speak well of him. They were amazed at his gracious words and that came from his lips. They were just amazed by it. But then they began to think, oh, let me encourage you. Let me encourage you. When God reveals himself to your heart, don't try to figure it out with your head. But they began to think, and they thought to themselves, isn't this Joseph's son?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they began to look at things in the natural. And Jesus said to them, surely you will quote the Proverbs, physician, heal yourself. And you think about it, he says, I tell you the truth. No prophet is accepted in his own hometown.
Yeah.
Well, this is Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And he's saying that no, he didn't say some prophets weren't accepted in their hometown. What did he say? No prophets are accepted. He said, I tell you the truth, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. And so the people just begin to get furious with him. And all the people in the synagogue were so furious, and they heard him speak these truths to them. They got up. This is how they responded to Jesus now. This is how they responded to Jesus. They got up. They drove him out of town. No, they didn't put him in a car and drive him to the edge of town. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't a car.
Right.
They actually drove the Son of God. They drove the prophet to the edge of town. They took him to the brow of a hill where the town was built in order to be able to throw him down off the cliff. But, of course, he just said, freeze. No, but he just all of a sudden walked right through him, and he went on out of Nazareth and began to minister in the next town.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to encourage you this morning that, you know, everybody has a Nazareth. You know, everybody has a Nazareth, and Jesus had a Nazareth. The first thing he tells you is that nobody, no prophet is accepted. And a prophet is this, you know, people, when they hear prophet, they think office of prophet. But, you know, you think about a prophet is somebody that's speaking God's word. You're just speaking what God says, you know, and if you're speaking in faith, what God has written word is saying, you're speaking, you know, prophetically about God. And so, you know, everybody has a Nazareth, and these are people that maybe knew you before you knew the Lord. They knew you during your transition when you were preparing to be able to serve the Lord maybe. These are people maybe that are related to you and people that knew you. I knew him since he was in diapers. Mm-hmm. I knew her since he was in diapers. And it's like,
right.
Yes. You know, yeah. What? And then it says, or it's those people that knew you naturally. Maybe you worked with them, you know, mm-hmm. especially if they knew you before, you know, you were a believer. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus always was a believer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he believed in himself and the Father for the creation of the earth. But with us, you know,
right.
you know, so you have those people around you that, you know, that are familiar with you. Mm-hmm. We have a teaching that will be coming up on VFN TV, available for VFN TV subscribers, which are free, called The Fatal Price of Familiarity. And it's the people who become familiar that die. Jesus didn't die because they became familiar with him. Right. Jesus did not run out of miracles because they were familiar with him. They're the ones that just didn't get anything from God because they became familiar with him. And so, you know, what you do your Nazareth, it's very important how you relate to it, because so many people die in their Nazareth. They just say, this is my call. I'm going to stay with these relatives. You know, I'm going to stay with these people, my friends from old childhood. I want my friends to be saved so bad. I want my biological family to be saved so bad. I'm going to spend the rest of my 70 years, and I'm going to just keep telling them what they refuse to listen. You know, you know, before you know it, they're just snuffed out. You know, I know Mike Bickle talks about, you know, people last about 5 years. You know, 5 years and they kind of burn out. Well, I believe they burn out because they stay in Nazareth.
Yeah.
Because if you're constantly in the flow of new, fresh winds of God, if you're constantly on the advancing edge of the kingdom of God, when you find people who love this Jesus that you love, mm-hmm. you love hearing what they have to say and what God's saying to them. You love to see them grow up in God. But if you hang around Nazareth, I don't blame you for being sad. I don't blame you for thinking, you know, what is this? And so I want to encourage you, first of all, you know, that Jesus presented the gospel, you know, he presented the good news to the Nazarenes, and he gave them a chance. He didn't, you know, he didn't not just because they were familiar, don't tell them the truth. He told them the truth, but they rejected the truth. Now, he did not change his message. And this is what people do. People that stay in Nazareth, they start thinking about, you know, people that are familiar with them. People, they start thinking, I just need to make these people happy. If I just, you know, quit preaching about the blood, if I quit preaching about, you know, sin, you know, if I just give them what they want, then they'll just start coming to church. It's like, really? You really want them to come?
Right.
You want them to come to a gathering of they're not even a part of? You know, because how can you actually go to what, you know, if you're not a, you can, you know, the thing about the church is you don't go to it. You are the church. Right. And so nobody can tell you, hey, you can join the church. But they can recognize that you are the church, that you are part of the building material of God. You're building right. the holy temple of God. And they can just recognize that you are a believer, mm-hmm. you know, which it's a whole nother, that probably just rocked your world when I said that. But but all we can do is recognize that you are, you know, God's presence is with you, you know, and you don't join a church. You are the church, mm-hmm. and the church kind of gathers together. And so understanding that you deliver the message. And if the audience does not receive it, if your Nazareth audience or anybody else, but you're talking about Nazareth right now, you know, no prophets except in his own hometown, don't change your message. Change your audience. What Jesus did immediately, he delivered the very same message. They got nothing from God mm-hmm. because their hearts were doubtful. Jesus did very little ministry there in regards to miracles and healings and raising the, I mean, it didn't happen there. It wasn't because he wasn't any less Jesus. Mm-hmm. They just did not have faith that he was Jesus. Therefore, they got what they believed for, nothing.
Right.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. So many people are, they're Nazareth people, they're Nazarenes, and they're looking at, you know, somebody and doubting their ministry, and they say, look, I'm still sick. And it's like, yeah. You know, and I'm not saying that every situation, but I'm just saying that that's what happened there. And he wasn't any less Jesus because the same thing that happened in other cities didn't happen there. It was their familiarity, their fatal price of familiarity with him. And so I want to encourage you that, you know, witness to your loved ones, witness the love of God, live a life as an example before them, but go on, continue to move on to other audiences and don't change your message. The simplicity of the gospel is there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the cross of Jesus. He wants to save. And there's people that want him. There is a people that if you'll tell them what God has done for you, if you'll tell them mm-hmm. how much Jesus loves them, that he'll forgive them, if you will pour your heart out to them, they want Jesus. They will want this Jesus whom you love. And those in Nazareth who was actually rejecting him at the time, which some of them was his brothers. I mean, even his mother and brother thought he lost his mind.
Right.
Remember when they came to the house and they're trying to rescue Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what are you Nazarites doing here? No, oh, not Nazarites, but Nazarenes doing here. And so with that, but later on, because he went on, this is the best thing for your present thing is going to be your next thing.
Next thing.
So go to the next town, preach the same message. You know, and watch and let God do what he does. And these people who are your Nazareth will find out it's actually them not getting, because of their familiarity, what God wanted to give them. And right. maybe, like Jesus' brothers, they came up and they joined him. Mary joined him eventually. You see what I'm saying? And so I just want to encourage you that don't die in your Nazareth. You know, don't sit there and think, I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to convince these people. Like, how can you do that? They have to make a decision. It's not that complicated.
Right.
It's either yes or no, you know, and then just live a life before them. But go outside those walls. Go outside your natural family. Go outside your coworkers who maybe you've witnessed to and they're not, and you've been frustrated about it, and your family's so tired of hearing you talk about those people who said no to Jesus. Like, come on. Go to the, don't switch your message now. Switch your audience and go to the next town. So I want to encourage you that even Jesus had a Nazareth. He was from Nazareth. And how he handled it, he delivered the very same message he delivered everywhere else, where others were raised from the dead and healed and delivered and set free and became followers, his followers. He just moved on to the next town. They wanted him to stay even in those towns. And he said, listen, I'll be about the Father's business. And the Father's business is going to the next ones and letting them know that God loves them and God's got his plan for us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.